Yo tengo papel aquí, por favor.
Hey, just wondered if you were going to do a website like the Garage Logic thing so that you could put the information from Fred's funeral home on the webpage.
I don't know anything about web pages. What does that involve?
Well, first you have to find a geek. And, you know...
That's already too much work.
A web geek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. I just got a headache hearing that I had to do that. What does Garage Logic have? What are they? Who's running their deal?
I don't know, but they got a geek. They got a guy, you know, who puts all that stuff on the
really
on the machine, you know.
Boy, what a bunch of work! I don't know anything about that. I should call somebody right now and see how that's all done. I'll get on the horn right now, see what I can learn. Let's see, who should I call? Hello.
Yeah, hi. I've been the one that hosts Michigan Madness.
Oh, what's your name?
Hi, this is Lou.
Oh, hi, Lou.
I don't need to go on the air, but I was just going to say we could put that on the website.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll get it to you. Thanks. Lou is going to put it on Michigan Madness. So I'll take this big, giant Abrahamson Funeral Chapel ad, and it'll be at MichiganMadness.com, which is a archive site, and I think is probably going to become the main site for the broadcast. I think we're just going to dispense with the whole KSTP thing altogether and go native. I think we're going off-road and we're going native. Hello?
Hi, Crash.
Abrahamson, friendly funeral chapel, 65 years young, 65 years young, hey, a funeral chapel. Mr. Abrahamson, a World War II veteran, what a funeral chapel. Minnesota School of Mortuary Science, good-looking funeral chapel. Christian Council and Service since 1889. We'll pick you up, you rotting stiff, and get you looking fine.
I got the same big ad from Chuck today, and I got also a lot of other ads that you didn't get, but of the funeral industry. And
Fred, you look in this photograph almost trustworthy.
Well, I do. I had that taken at a Homrad studio, I think, and it was the best one of three shots that they took of me,
You don't look like a character at all. You don't look like a funny man. You don't look like an imp.
No, and I almost went broke paying that monthly bill for the advertisement.
Oh.
You say advertisement or advertisement?
Either way.
Yeah. And the note I got from Chuck, you know, he says, Fred, the golden-throated undertaker, I hope that you'll enjoy having looking at these. These were 1953 ads, and then he had plus two current ads in there also. And
that's you in 1953?
Yeah, in 53, yeah.
Boy, you already look pretty old there.
Well, I was about 29.
Well, where'd your hair go? Did you lose that
hair,
World War II?
My hair went when my mother said it always. I lost my hair because I had to wear those tight helmets sitting in the ball turret on that B-24.
Yeah.
and Chuck gives me a happy 95th birthday. Like you told Joe, I was 95.
Yeah.
And I told Chuck, I said, well, he just gave me another 14 years. But I just talked to Chuck now and thanked him because I wanted him to tune in and
yeah.
Maybe he might be calling now too.
Hey,
and
hey Fred, the funeral chapel looks like a home in Highland Park.
Well, it looks like it was built like a brick outhouse, and
it smelled like one. Hey, the Andersons, who were they?
They were my grandfather, Peter G. Anderson.
So your grandfather in 1889 had this joint?
Well, no, he built it. He was living when it was built, But they had the funeral business down on 16th and Lake, and where Mitt Besacer furniture store was.
Is the original building there?
The original building is, it was built about the same time as Sears in 1926. That was
I'm talking about the one your grandfather had.
Well, he had the funeral. No, the Mitt Besacer took it over to the furniture store, and then that's when they built the one on 12th and East Lake.
I sure would have liked to have seen your grandfather at work in the old undertaker business, just to see how much it's changed.
Well, I never did watch him embalm a body, even, but I understand he smoked cigars, and of course a lot of the Baptists do that. But we were more in the Covenant Church, which is a takeoff from the Lutheran.
You mean to tell me that your particular denomination has a take on smoking?
Well, even playing cards was out of line, you know, back in those days.
The hell did anybody do for fun in your religion?
Going to motion pictures was not good, and you could play rook, but not regular playing cards.
Bunch of fuddy-duddies.
Well, they were, and you couldn't even whistle. If whistling was thought to be a sin, and especially these guys that walked down the road playing one of these, they call them, the Swedish word is dragspiel, that's an accordion.
Boy, so you're whistling and playing an accordion, leaving a poker joint. You might as well be walking with hooves.
You were in bad shape.
Did you ever say to yourself, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, I think I'm going to find me a new church?
Well, I've got my own thoughts on what the church is, Tommy. You know, I don't want to go into that with you now, because I believe there are a lot of people that never go to church that are better Christians than the ones that do. So the whole thing is that I wanted to mention about this, and then I want to wish Crash the best down in Red Wing.
That's right. Crash's last night. His long tenure here at KSTP coming to an end tonight as he leaves to become, and I'm not joking, program director, host of his own show, and play-by-play man at a radio station in Red Wing, Minnesota.
Well, that's
what
wonderful.
Are the call letters, Crash?
KCUE.
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 Yeah.
KCUE.
Yeah, KQ.
And KQCE.
No, KQ.
KQ.
KCUE. CUE is Q, as in Q stick.
Oh, KQ.
So it's KQ
of like
Red Wing.
Playing like a Q when you're playing pool or billiards.
Now, you probably have never played billiards, with your religious affiliation.
Oh, yeah, I did that, and that's why.
That's why they booted you?
That's why they pushed me out of the law school, I guess. KQ in the Red Wing, and do you know what hours he's going to be on down there?
And I'm not joking here either, he is their drive time feature.
Drive time feature.
He is the man.
And
how long are you out of Brown, Crash?
A little under a year and a half, but the show won't start till like a couple months or 3 months. So.
Oh, yeah.
Under a year and a half out of Brown Institute, the man is moving on.
Well, remember his birthday is January 10th, so you can all send some down to KQ, send a greeting down there for him when it gets near that time.
They actually say, and I'm not joking in their ad, KQ, stick with us.
KQ, stick with us. I got a little checking on your horse sense tonight, Tommy. I wanted to ask you, how would you check if you were a farmer and you wanted to rent, wanted to get a horse to help you in the field?
That's again where you bring in the cue stick.
Well, it's got my dad. Well, you wouldn't want to use that, but my dad always said, the farting horse never tires. The farting horse is a horse to hire.
Could I get you to pause right there briefly?
Yes, yeah.
Let's just hold it a minute there and realize he prefaced that with, my dad always said, to have a fellow walking around the house always saying, sell the line, always saying,
A farting horse never tires.
Well, did your ma have people over when he'd say that?
No, I say when you say always, you're making a play on the thing as far as it being a colloquial expression.
Is it possible he said it more than 50 times?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Well, yeah. Your mom must have had some women around at some point when he accidentally let one fly. I mean, let it go. I mean, said it.
Well, I've done maybe one better. I've made the poem called The First Part. Did you ever
Fred,
hear that?
I just have never seen this side of you. No, what's that?
The First Part. When I wake up in the morning, before I put my feet down on the floor, I contemplate the first part. Will it be a pipsqueak or a roar? If it be a pipsqueak, it'll be that kind of a day. But if it be a roar, everybody better get out of my way.
When did you write that poem, Fred?
I wrote that slightly after my poem, Poet Laureate, one on we're all different. We're all different.
Yeah, but Fred, roughly how old were you when you wrote that poem?
Well, I haven't really written it.
You memorized it.
It to memory for about, I'd say about 10 years ago.
So at about the age of 70, you decided to write this poem in your mind.
Yeah.
And it was one morning, I'm sure, when you were just waking up.
Sure. Because what happens when you put your feet down on the floor, usually in the first thing that happens?
I'm not 70 yet. I don't know. Is that going to be pretty much a daily deal?
Well, you're going to. if you can't do it, Tommy, then you're in bad shape. And I've had that problem lately. Now I went to the doctor and had both my hips checked again. I've had pain across my lower back, and I can't figure out what's the cause of it. Unless it was out there digging up a few pieces of weeds and stuff and raking a little, and maybe it's just muscular, you see. So I say we've got to enjoy and the thing that
what the heck was your dad's line all about, though? What was he trying to convey there?
He was the one that sang all these songs and
no, but in that statement that he'd always say, what was he trying to convey?
Well, he was trying to convey the ability to get a job done. You better get someone that can blow a little wind out every now and then.
Almost seems to be a family obsession.
Well,
was scatological humor prevalent in your growing up years?
Was what? Was
scatological humor, was that real common in your growing up years?
My mother was very... She was a very decorum woman that was graced with great decorum, and she didn't have much truck with any of that kind of stuff. But she married my dad, and I wouldn't be her except for that, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a reason for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people today they're walking around they're walking stiff. They're walking dead. You know, a lot of them are. Mm-hmm. They don't enjoy things. They don't have any kind of levity in their lives. It's really tough. But I've enjoyed. I called Chuck now before I called you, and I told him I was going to call you because I like that about my grandfather and my. And my uncles, they were there too, of course, my two uncles. I had two that took over the funeral business after my grandfather sort of stepped out of it.
Yeah. Well, Fred...
But I want to at least say...
Howdy-ho to Chuck out there. We got to take a break, Freddie.
Let's go around to Mary Ann's anyway. Okay. Let's go around to Mary Ann's and tickle a tune upon the old panola. There is something nice, always on the ice. You never asked her twice, once a Coca-Cola. Her front door was never known to lock. The keys are in the river and you never have to knock. Nobody knows what time it is. The hands are off the clock. But you won't get home until morning from around to Mary Ann's. Best to you, Tommy,
you
and,
too,
to,
Freddie.
And to Crash and at the KQ in Red Wing, Minnesota. And his big birthday, January 10th. We got to all calm down there then. Thanks,
all right.
Tommy.
God bless.